You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Esther Ibanga, and I'm the Executive Director of Women Without Walls Initiative in Jos, Nigeria. The message I brought to this conference is that the world really needs to turn their gaze to Africa. Africa is a huge continent, and it's really has a space in global affairs. And the African voice cannot be continually ignored on such platforms. So I am glad that space is being made for Africa. We have huge problems of development, bad governance, and the immigration crisis and what is causing it. And these are things that should be brought to the table and discussed with as partners, really, with the Western world, because they stand a lot to gain from Africa, just as Africa also stands a lot to gain from them. It should be a collaborative effort. Well, I think they have found out now that military power or hard power alone is not enough. I mean, if it was enough, then we would be having any wars all over the country with all the military might. They would have put an end to wars. But it doesn't always work that way. And so I'm glad that they're opening up now to allowing the civil society to participate in giving solutions, because when it comes to social coherence and social values, you cannot ignore the civil society, and you cannot adequately solve the problem of a nation or a country without bringing in the civil society, because it is the civil society that has the pulse of the communities and the grassroots. So if you're just coming with your soldiers without engaging the citizens, without engaging the civil society, without engaging the communities, you're not going to have a long-lasting answer. I absolutely agree with you that Africa needs to be more united than they are. And I think that part of the reason why that has not been possible is a whole huge percentage of bad leadership in Africa. If we have leaders